Morning, 1 John chapter number 5 in one hand, 1 John 5 in one hand, Psalm 116 in the other. It's good to be in church this morning. It's good to see the Sutliffs this morning. Man, Thursday night they were on their way home and decided to paint their car a new color and just said, we're just going to put this one into that one and physics experiment at its best. And thankful that they walked away. Sammy, I'm going to need you to get me a drink, please. And we've been praying for you guys, and good to see you. Yeah, amen. And then Melanie, where's Melanie? Is she in here? Where's she? Spanish church. Melanie's mom was not given a good diagnosis, and she was bleeding on her brain, and Lord just said, nope, not yet, not yet, and she's responding, and we are thankful for that. All that being said, I was reminded of this very large truth that God hears us. And Psalm 116, hopefully you've found it, 1 John chapter number 5. Start at 1 John 5. We'll look at verse 14. And this is the confidence. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. It's good to know some things. I know that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. God hears us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of Him. Man, what a blessing that is. The God of heaven hears you and hears I. Turn over to Psalm 116. Thank you, Samuel. Psalm 116, verse 1. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You that through these scriptures we are reminded that You hear us, that You are aware of us, that You love us and that You care about us, that You're interested in our life. God, it is so good to know that we can bring our supplications and concerns and needs to You, and that You do something about it. Lord, help us to not get weak in our prayer life. Lord, help us to stand strong in that. Bless this time now, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If I were to ask you this morning, hey, does God hear your prayers? Oh, yeah, sure. I know what we're saying, but sometimes we don't exercise that. If God truly does hear our prayers, then you know what? If we believe that, we would pray more. Not just when Thursday night was a difficult night. Our hearts were rending in two, not knowing how things were between Mrs. Bennett and the Sutliffs. And those are two phone calls within just a couple moments of each other. And it's like, whoa, Lord, what are You doing? It's so good to know that God hears us. Turn to Psalm 66. Do you believe God hears you? Psalm 66, verse 17. Read the remainder of the chapter. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He extolled, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear at me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. That's powerful scripture right there. That tells me God hears me, but I need to be mindful of something in my own life, and that's my own sin. I don't know how you talk to God, but some of those first words that we communicate to the Lord should be us getting right with Him. Lord, forgive me. And there's a long list of things. Lord, forgive me of my impatience. Anybody ever guilty of the sin of impatience? Lord, forgive me for coveting things I just don't even know that I think I need. Lord, forgive me for my, how about this? Forgive me for my anger. Those are serious things. Do you start by talking to the Lord and getting things right between you and God? Hey, God is merciful in this passage. It says it. Nor His mercy from me. He doesn't turn His mercy from us. Nor does He turn our prayer away from us. Maybe you've applied for something or tried to get something. Sam's all excited. He put in a, looking to get a magazine subscription, Motor Trend, right? Excited about that. Put in his little application thing, sent it out, signed up, and every day he's waiting. I wonder if they even got it. Did my magazine come in yet? And sometimes we feel like our petitions like that with God. Does God even care? Does He even know? And God says, I've not turned away your prayer. Prayer is simply our communication between us and God and us. Hey, if you've not had the Lord speak to you in prayer time, you might just want to be silent for a little while. And just listen in your heart to God. Hey, we know that God hears us. Praise the Lord. And God hears some prayers of ours. Romans chapter number 10. Just one. This will not be a long message this morning. I think the Lord knew that I was not going to be feeling well today. And He's like, we're just going to cut that thing right there. You're only going to have 7 points as opposed to 12 like normal. Isn't that good, Sam? Are you happy about that? One page. Grandma Hartman, you good over there? You need help? All right. She's just throwing stuff around. Romans chapter 10. I'm thankful that God hears this prayer. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This week we were trying to get some candy canes. Familiar with candy canes? Ashley, you know what a candy cane is? Do you like candy canes? No, you don't like candy canes. I've never met anybody that doesn't like candy canes. All right, well, very good. So there we are, and we're getting candy canes ready. Say, why are you getting candy canes? Because we had candy canes out at the parade. So we're looking to get candy canes. Well, I don't know what happened in China, but there's a shortage of candy canes. I don't know. So we're trying to get candy canes and going around, and Sarah's like, look at this. CVS is selling candy canes. I said, oh, this is great. I said, how many? She goes, 60 of them. I said, great. I said, how much? She said, 99 cents. Made me scratch my head for a moment. I said, let me see. So she shows me right on her phone, 60 candy canes, 99 cents, in stock, Miss Calpe. So there we are. We're driving, and we pull right into CVS, and we're like, all right, we don't even need to go to Walmart, praise the Lord. We'll just go into CVS. So we go into CVS in Brockport, and we said, yeah, we're looking for this. And we show her that, and it says it's in stock. Look at that, right there, in stock. 60 full-size candy canes for 99 cents. I'm going to buy like 600 of these things. She's like, I don't know what that is. What do you mean you don't know what that is? I'll tell you exactly what that is. That's 60 count candy canes for 99 cents. Look, on your website, I want this. And she goes, we don't have that. She goes, if we did have any candy canes, it'd be right here, right in between the $60 bags of Lindt chocolate. So I go over there, and we're looking, and we're surrounding, trying to find things, and no candy canes. Man, we were made a promise that someone couldn't fulfill. I was not surprised, honestly. I said, well, let's see if we can just order it. So we click on it, and the next page says one candy cane for 99 cents. I said, oh, man, you feisty little. Anyways, they got us in there. We didn't buy anything. We walked out. We threw a brick through the window. Say, what are you saying? Someone made an offer that they couldn't keep up on. Now, the photo lady, I'm sure she was real well-intended, and she came out from behind the counter and said, let me see. And she looked, and she said, I don't think that's real. And she took us to the spot where it would have been, and she said, I'm sorry, I can't meet that need. I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, steeped in your sin. We, with a pure heart, said, God, forgive me. I believe what you did on the cross. I need you to save my soul from the penalty of sin. And he said, 100%, absolutely. Not one person that has ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation does he say, I'm sorry, that's not available. There's been a mistake. I'm sorry, that offer has expired. No, Lord Jesus Christ is still good to save us. Aren't you glad that God hears that prayer? The great need that this prayer meets. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm so glad God hears those prayers. Whether you're a young person, 5 or 6 years old, we were taking some testimonies, and how old were you when you got saved? I was 4, I was 5, praise the Lord. I was 40, I was 50, praise the Lord. Didn't expire. Man, it's still good today. I'm glad God hears the prayer of salvation. Psalm 121. Our first prayer that God hears is our prayer of salvation. That's the most important prayer. If you've never asked God to forgive you of your sin, say, I do that every week. No, it's not like that. You only have to do that one time. Christ only died on the cross one time. That's all you need. And then you're his child forever and ever. Isn't that good? He says that if you put your faith and trust in me, I'm going to put you in my hand. I'm not going to let go of you. Praise the Lord for that. Eternally secure. But not just that. He doesn't just set us up. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm thankful for the promise of everlasting life. But God's not just the God of everlasting life. He's the God of God right now. Hey, I have some needs before we get to everlasting life. In Psalm 121, look here, we'll read the entire psalm. Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Hey, he'll save you, but what about today? God says, I can offer some help. You just got to ask. My help cometh from the Lord. He maketh heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God doesn't just hear our prayer of salvation, which in itself would be enough, would it not? But he hears our prayer for help. Ever cry out to God for help? Ever need real help? Hey, maybe you find yourself this morning in a situation, I don't know what to do with this. I find myself in a circumstance, in a place in life that I just don't know where to turn. I'll tell you where to turn. Turn to the God of help. Turn to the Lord. Oftentimes, we go to the Lord once the whole thing comes unraveled. Why don't you come to him earlier? Come to him sooner. God's able to help. Our children, hey, come to us before you get yourself in trouble. Let me help you through the process. As parents, we can kind of foresee trouble, right? You see the kids interacting, and we're like, hold on, we're just going to intercede in this situation. You need help. Aren't you glad God does that in our life? He just comes in our way and says, I'm going to help you. We need it. Romans chapter number 8. And God helping us, he creates something in us. He gives us a confidence, but he makes us fearless. Say, how so? Because God is able to help us. Look at Romans 8:31. What shall then we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Knowing God is our help, hey, what can we do that the Lord has brought us to? In verse 37, it says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded," very similar to those verses in 1 John, "I am convinced, I have a confidence, I am persuaded, I have proven these things, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God is there for help. And then because of that, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to fear. Say, "Well, I don't know. I'm kind of in a tough spot." Know that God is there to help us. Now, listen, this is the important part about God's help, though. We do got to do what He tells us to do. If we're going to get God's help, we're going to have to obey Him. We can't go contrary to the Scriptures and expect that to be the help. No, God says, "I have help to offer you. You just got to do it." Listen now, my way. Amen. "Well, I want the help, but I want to do it my way." Mm-mm. God's not a life preserver. He gets us out of the water. He wants us in a new situation. He wants to change things. The prayer for help will create us, give us a confidence to be fully persuaded that we are not fearful of what lies ahead. Hey, I talk to a lot of college-age students they're at new places in life. You know, you graduate from high school where you're told what to wear, what time to be there, what to study, and when your test is at our school. Your whole schedule's laid out, and then all of a sudden, boom, that's gone, and now you're kind of wandering around on your own. And you're like, "I don't know, where am I going? What am I doing? I need some direction." Hey, God is there to help you. The best thing you can do is ask God for help. Oftentimes, we wait till we make a mess of our life and then ask God to sort it out, which He is merciful and does help us. But it would have been a lot easier just to listen to Him to begin with. Amen. We live in a day and age in which, we'll just be real, inflation's ridiculous. It's crazy. We're getting a lot less for a lot more. I read a statistic that people are spending the same on Christmas and things, but they're just coming home with a lot less. And that's fine. That's okay. We don't need any more stuff. It'd be actually good if we got rid of some stuff. Our kids don't need any more stuff. Now, I understand gifts are an expression of love and we care. And, you know, for God so loved the world that He gave, right? I get that. I understand. I understand the gift exchange process. I get it. But often, right now, where we're at, I've spoken to a lot of people that need some financial help. I don't know what to do. The bills are rising and rising, and my income hasn't changed, and what should I do? Wouldn't it be great if God gave us some answers on that? Well, we were just talking about it in our Sunday school class, some of the same points, 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. What happens if He's already told us? First Corinthians 16, verse 1. "Now concerning the collection of the saints, for as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." He's given us some financial information. Say, what is that? He wants us to give. Give to the work of the Lord. Say, times are tough. Then you're going to have to prove them in faith. "Well, I just don't know what to do. I wish I could sit down and have a two-hour one-on-one conversation with Dave Ramsey." How about the God of heaven? The God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He says, give faithful. Be faithful to your tithes and offerings. He's answered us. Look at Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. I told our Sunday school class that money is kind of like a diet. If you want to lose weight, burn more calories than you bring in. Pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Say, no, there's this magic thing. I take this pill and the fat cells collect and then it just goes right. Stop. Just stop. Save yourself a lot of money. Just burn less calories than you bring in. Say, I'm having a hard time making ends meet financially. All right, let me help you with a really simple budget. Spend less than you make. We should write a book, Brother Sutliff. It's going to be a short book. How to fix all of your financial troubles. Number one, spend less than you make. Number two, refer back to number one. Number three, see number two. That's it. That's all there is. Well, I need to spend less than. In Proverbs chapter number 24 and verse 3, through wisdom is an house builded. By understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You might have to say no to something or someone. Wife comes and says, I would like this new dress. I haven't gotten a new dress in like 2 months. I don't know how you want me to live like this. No, sweetheart, I'm sorry. We've spent our budget. No. Daddy, can I get this new toy? No, I'm sorry. We don't have it this week. But I love you. It's not because you don't love them, but we have a budget. Budget. That's an awful word. You expect me to live within guidelines. That's what God expects. Lord, please help me financially. Okay, I'll help you. Don't stop giving to the work of the Lord and budget. Is there another way? Lord, have you heard of the Powerball? Because I really feel like Brother Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, for the man that thinks financial things will fix all his problems, if you double what you have, you'll still have the same troubles. You'll still be wanting. How about we just do what God says? Look at Proverbs 21. Say, Pastor, I don't like this prayer. Hey, you wanted help financially. God wrote a book on it. You give. You budget. How about this? Look at this, Proverbs 21:20. There's a treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. How about this? Saving. I'd like some help financially. No, you want a bailout for your bad principles and habits. God says, I have principles here that will help you. Spend less, give to the work of the Lord, and try and save. You might have to say no. You might have to say no to some things. The prayer for help helps us to be fearless. It helps us with our finances. Look at Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10. Look at verse 27. Mark 10, 27. Mark 10, 27 says, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. After church, maybe you grab Melanie in the hall. I mean, like not physically grab her, but like get her a moment. And ask her what the doctor said about her mom. He used the word miracle 3 times. That was a doctor. He says, I've never seen someone how she was to how she is in that short a period of time ever. They were making arrangements. And then the next day, they were having conversations. Lord, we need your help. God can do those things. Look at 3 John chapter number 1. Listen, God's not a rabbit foot and you just don't. But we certainly can bring our petitions and help to the Lord. Have we not seen those things time and time again? 3 John, way towards the back of your Bible. It's not John chapter 3, it's 3 John chapter number 1 and verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hey, it's not a problem to ask the Lord for help, health-wise. You know, sometimes he gives us some good advice. Come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he says. God says, come to me, I can help you. The prayer for help helps us to be fearless. It helps us with our finances. It can even help us with our health. God can work miracles. Amen. He is the great physician. We've seen it. Sometimes it's not his will. I understand. When I say I understand that I don't understand. But he says we can ask him. I see some pretty amazing miracles in the scriptures. Guy was blind. Person was dead. That whole Elijah laying on the dead guy, the dead kid, isn't that where he sneezes in his mouth 7 times? I just go, ooh, that can't be good. That's not right. Like, that violates, like, a lot of OSHA or health department things. But he got up. God can do those things. I can't do those things, but God can do those things. Amen. The prayer for salvation, the prayer for help. How about this? James chapter number 1. The prayer for wisdom. Does God hear us? Church, does God hear us? Yes, he does. And if I knelt down and you weren't saved and you asked God to save you, would he save you? 100%. Is God there for our help? Yes, he is. How about this? God can help us with wisdom. God hears our prayer for wisdom. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to men, to all men liberally, and abradeth not. James 1:5. And it shall be given him. The prayer for wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 2. We would do well to turn off these, as the old preacher said, talking heads. And find out what God says about things. We're enamored with the intelligence of lost people. How about the God that knows everything? Why don't we search the scriptures as to what God says about things? Stop seeking secular counsel. And go to the Lord. I'll tell you why. Because we don't want to do what God tells us to do. I'd much rather have someone confirm my ailments or my disabilities and now I'm a victim and I have this entitled to me rather than God saying, hey, listen, I made you perfectly. You're wonderful. Now go serve me. Right? Proverbs chapter number 2. Look at verse 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, speaking of wisdom, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. God, I need wisdom, but not here. I really just want you to confirm what I'm doing. No, that's not what God says. If we look in that next verse, look at verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. If you want wisdom, go to God. Look at John chapter 15. John 15, verse 7. I'm amazed at how many people go to the world for wisdom. I'm telling you, the minute I open up a book about creation or space, and if that first word is billions, yep, I just close it. I'm sorry. You've lost all credibility.
That's right.
I don't believe what you're saying. Your fundamentals are off. John 15, 7 says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, John 15, 7, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. But what do we got to do? We got to abide in the word and the word's got to abide in us. Well, I don't want that. I want God like a rabbit's foot. I want Aladdin's lamp. I just want to rub the lamp and get whatever I want. No. You've got to be in the word and the word's got to be in you. That's where wisdom comes. Our prayer for salvation, prayer for help, prayer for wisdom. And lastly, Proverbs chapter 28. Prayer for repentance. So you already did that one. That was salvation. No. I'm not sure if you're aware, but as a Christian, we pick up some dirt along the way. And it's good every now and then to just make right with God. We justify ourselves. No, this is who I am. God's just going to have to deal with that. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Hey, we read in Psalm 66 a long time ago, like 30 minutes ago, that God has mercy. He will not turn his mercy away from us. But it seems like there's a contingency. Remember in Psalm 66, it told us, if I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me. He tells me here, if we don't confess and forsake and leave our sin, he's gonna withhold mercy. Hey, he's told us some things to do. I love my sin. When we say we love our sin more than we love God. That's exactly what it is. The prayer for repentance, 2 Peter chapter 3. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I know that's talking about salvation, but man, if 2 Peter 3, 9. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hey, there's a consequence to sin even after we're saved. Sin is destructive. Sin will mess you up. Sin will ruin a good direction for a young person. We got some great young people here sitting right on this front row. Sorry, Miss Kelpie. Hey, listen, God's got a plan for your life, and if you harbor sin in your life, you're just slowing down what God can do with you. Repent. God hears us. God hears our prayer for salvation. He hears our prayer for help. He hears our prayer for wisdom, and he hears our prayer for repentance. Psalm 116. Psalm 116. I would ask you what the greatest commandment is in the scriptures. The Bible tells us, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. That's Mark chapter number 12 and verse 30. That's the greatest commandment. Say, I want to love the Lord better. Look at what Psalm 116 says again. If the greatest commandment is my love for God, look at how the psalmist starts 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Do you understand that God hearing you helps you love him more, fulfilling the great commandment? If we neglect prayer in our life, we're missing out on doing what God has said is most important, our love for him. Look at verse 2 of Psalm 116. The results of heard prayers. Number 1, a deeper love for the Lord. But look at number 2. Because thou hast inclined his ear unto me. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. When God hears and answers our prayers, you know what it makes us want to do? It just strengthens our faith and makes us want to come to him even more. So have you proven the Lord? Have you proven the Lord in prayer? Have you called out to him for help? Have you called out to him in salvation? Have you asked him for help financially, health-wise? Have you prayed for wisdom? And he has given it to you. Know what it makes me want to do? Just go back there and do it again. He says that. When I answer your prayers, you know what it makes you want to do? Pray more. The greatest book on prayer is not the one that you read, but the one that you do. It's us by us proving the Lord in prayer. It strengthens our faith. It proves the Lord for who he is. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is pleased with us coming to him because it allows God to prove himself to us over and over and over again. There's no way you could convince me, if you had all the money and all the time in the world, that God is not real. Say why? Because I've seen him work in my life. He's answered prayers in my life, just proving to me. The challenge here this morning is this. Do you pray like you should? Yeah, if I were to ask you, we started the message with that thought. Hey, God hears our prayers. I know that. Well, do you bring your request to him? Are you saved? Do you need some help here this morning? Well, I'm going to try it on my own. Please don't. Please don't. You'll just waste your time. Come to God. Follow life according to God's plan. I need wisdom. I'm going to go look for wisdom. Go look right in that book. And the results will be a greater love for the Lord. You can't go through a weekend like we had here and not have a deeper appreciation and love for God and make us want to pray more. Why? Because he heard our prayers and he answered them, to which I am incredibly thankful. Let's all stand here today. What prayers have you been holding back from the Lord? Can I ask you, do you need help? Oh man, I need help. I am so in need of help, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Thankfully, God knows. You need to come to him and ask him, God, I need help. He says, I'm here. I'm available. But then we have to do what he tells us to do. Maybe you need wisdom. Maybe there's some sin that you've been harboring in your life and wondering why God isn't answering. Maybe you need to take care of some things. It'll help us fulfill the greatest commandment, love for God, and to pray even more. Hey, you doubt in your faith? I guarantee those that have doubts of their faith are not faithful in praying. Because as we are faithful in praying, God reaffirms and strengthens our faith. In just a moment, the music's going to play. Maybe there's some things in your life you just need help with. See, I'm trying to figure things out on my own. Don't do that. You're just wasting your time. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless this time of invitation. Lord, we'd be foolish to think that we don't need help. Lord, I need help. I need wisdom. Lord, I'm sorry for going anywhere but to you. Lord, help us to have a deeper love, deeper appreciation and strength in our faith. Lord, bless this time of invitation now. In Jesus' name, amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning?